Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
It's fairly predictable that included on the school syllabus will be English, maths, science, a spot of PE, maybe some geography and history. But this month, the students of Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate have been learning all about the importance of good health. First, nutrition. The school kitchen at Queen Ethelberger's is full of healthy food every day, but in order for the children to understand more and to know how to prepare healthy food of their own, they've been having a go in the kitchen.
My name's James and I'm one of the chefs in the kitchen here at Queen Ethelberger's. It gives them a better understanding. If they have hands-on experience, they can see how simple it is, and then all the guys are eating the pita pockets that they're made now, and they're really enjoying it. So it shows that healthy food can be tasty and it can be fun to prepare.
Put the skin side down onto the chopping board, the shiny side down, it'll make it easier for you to slice. Okay, so you should end up with little bits like that.
So we've made healthy pita wraps, and there's chicken, cucumber, tomato, and homemade salsa dip.
So we'll start off with our pita bread here, okay? You put it on your chopping board, and you want to cut it in half that way.
We've cut the pita in half and then opened it and put it in a tray, and we've sliced the peppers and sliced the cucumbers.
The healthy meal changed my opinion on healthy eating, because I didn't think that I was going to like the ingredients, but once they're all mixed together, I liked them.
When there isn't a mixed, balanced diet in your body, your body sort of reacts to it very quickly, especially with sugar. And then you start to lose concentration, you start to put on weight, and then your body sort of loses its natural shape of what it should be in a normal way.
Well, it seems the food's gone down well with Hannah, Joe, Lucy and Dylan. But what about the next step of good health? Sleep. Sleep is vital for a healthy lifestyle, and we heard from Tracy Windle, who works within the Healthy Child team for Ripon and surrounding areas and helps children up to the age of 19 with all aspects of health-related issues.
Today, there's so much technology around electronic equipment, and it's surprising how many children are actually playing on all this electronic equipment just before bed. And that's the worst thing they can be doing, because it's keeping the brain very active, and that's the time when they really need to be settling down and getting an hour's wind down time in order to relax them enough for sleep. Not getting enough sleep, that can have a massive impact on your mood. One of the things that your brain does during the night is store your positive memories. Sifting and sorting out things that students might have learned throughout the day, sorting out where it needs to store them in the brain so it can access them more freely. It's thinking about preparing your body for the next day, so it might be repairing if you've got a bit of a cold at the moment. It might be making sure that part, it's getting the right bits and pieces in the body to repair that part of the body. It's contributing to cell repair, it's helping to break down fat, it's increasing muscle mass, especially in teenagers. It's helping protect our bodies from obesity and diabetes. It's strengthening our bones and help developing reproductive organs in teenagers. From primary school age, from about 5 years, it is recommended around about 11 hours, and that sort of creeps down by about 15 minutes each year over the next few years. But definitely from teenage years again, once they get to about 16, there's a bit of a change in their biological clock. They naturally want to start staying up a little bit later, wanting to get out and do more social activities. So there's a little bit of a shift in their sleep cycle. They still need to be thinking about getting that good quality sleep, because that's going to help with all the changes that they're going to be going through over the next few years.
So what are the Queen Ethelberger students actually learning about sleep?
Hi, my name's Emily, and I thought the REM sleep was very cool, because I didn't realise what the REM was. When you REM, it's basically where your brain's more active than it usually is when you're asleep. And I'm going to change my sleep habits, because I usually have the TV on a lot before I go to bed and things like that, so I'm going to change that.
Hi, I'm Rio. I learned that 10-year-olds to 11, you have to sleep approximately around about 9 hours.
Hi, my name's Cora, and I thought the sleep thing was really cool and I learned a lot. And I'm going to change my habits because I didn't know that having like light in your room would wake you up. And then and if you didn't get back to sleep quickly, then you would just kind of stay awake. And I think I need to sort out my room because it's bright, so I keep waking up in the night.
Hi, my name's Charlie, and I always thought that cheese gives you nightmares, but it's not true.
So why is it important then to learn about sleep in school? Queen Ethelberga's pastoral coordinator Helen Weeds explains.
Well, when we have the awareness weeks in school, I think it's really important that the students understand that they need a balance. So in the past that's included nutrition and exercise. And sleep has been overlooked and it's really underrated, just how important sleep is for young people. I think there are direct correlations between mental health and well-being and physical health and well-being and sleep. And I just have the feeling that for many people, they just don't appreciate just how important sleep is. We had the team in to talk to Year 6 students today, and a lot of the students are feeding back that they are definitely going to change their bedtime habits. I don't think that they realised just how important sleep is and what an effect it can have on you if you just don't get enough sleep.
Thank you to everybody from Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate who's been learning about the importance of sleep and nutrition this month. For more information, you can visit qe.org.
Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.